it's taken away from me and it's all about them. As soon as somebody is like, oh, well done in that, or like, this is what I thought of the play, or whatever. And it's strange how like quickly that can shift, because like when you're first like say you're like writing something, you're like, oh, this is just from my own experience. But then as soon as you like publish it, you're like, it's no longer my own motivation manifest. Like, it's not my own story that I was writing for me. Now all of a sudden it's all about what everybody else thinks about it, and I don't even matter anymore. And it's the same, like it's strange how like that, it just shifts on you, where you kind of, where like the thing that is motivating you can very quickly spin on its heel and turn into a different experience, or it can very quickly just like morph into something else. So it's odd how there's like this connection between motivation and action, where like the action is always the same and the outcome, it will always be the same, but your motivation is completely defined by like what your relationship is or what your perspective is on that action. Because like at first it's like a personal thing where you're like, yes, the performance to the crowd, da 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 da, I'm creating this experience, and it's all like a very, very personal thing. And then afterwards it becomes very like, all of a sudden it shifts 180 degrees and it's a very technical, like, okay, well, I could have done this, I could have done this way, or like there is this technique for doing it this way and all that kind of thing. Instead of living in the moment or doing that thing, all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, these people have said these things, they probably like this about it, okay, and I'm breaking it down. And it's like YouTube analytics, I guess. Yeah, that's a good way of thinking about it, that like you have people, like before YouTube was all about like, you know, like creating something just to share with the world and doing this kind of thing, just throwing it out there. And you know, like you'd have people that would comment like, this is bad, sad face, or whatever, I don't know, this is, you're an idiot, lol. But like for ages, like that's why YouTube was, where people were just like, I'm just gonna put this thing and make, like put it out there in the world and it doesn't matter. But then as soon as monetization came in, like, yeah, it's grand, yeah, like still going fine, people are just creating what they want. And now people are starting to analyze their own analytics. And now people are looking at like, what's the ideal length of time to release a video? And now people are looking at what's the ideal amount of content to put inside a video? And now people are looking at like, okay, well, what's the right regularity to release a thing? Okay, what do people like and not like? So I'm gonna release more of that and less of that, da 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 da. And then you just get like, these things just start running away, where it's like, all of a sudden it becomes such a mechanized, like, in order to get the most amount of views and the most amount of like, cents for every like advertising euro that the company makes, like these are the different things I need to enact, and it starts running away and just like turns into something else. Weird. Anyway.